is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 28th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet John Ashbery, born Rochester, New York, 1927, grew up on his family's fruit farm near Lake Ontario, went to a small rural school. He was a bright young man and a generous neighbor, seeing that, paid to send him to a good school for his last 2 years of high school, and he started writing poetry. Went on to Harvard, published his first book when he was 29, a book entitled Some Trees. It's the birthday of the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, born in Stratford near London, 1844. Went to a fancy boarding school, wrote poems, he was a painter, went on to Oxford to study the classics. And while he was there, he had a religious conversion. His parents were Anglicans, but the young Hopkins decided to become a Catholic, inspired by John Henry Newman, whose book Apologia Pro Vita Sua was a bestseller while Hopkins was at Oxford. 2 years later, Hopkins decided to become a Jesuit priest, and he began his training. He burned all of his poems, said he was giving up poetry. Didn't write at all for 7 years, until 1875, when a German passenger ship, the SS Deutschland, sank in a storm. 75 passengers died, including 5 Franciscan nuns who were escaping harsh anti-Catholic laws. And he wrote a long poem, The Wreck of the Deutschland. And now that he saw poetry as a way to express his faith, he started writing again. In the year he was ordained as a priest, 1877, he wrote some of his best-known poems, including The Windhover, As Kingfishers Catch Fire, Dragonflies Draw Flame. And he wrote God's Grandeur, the famous poem that begins, The world is charged with the grandeur of God. He went through desperate hard times as a priest, was sent to Dublin, which he hated. He became very depressed, doubted his own religious faith, even contemplated suicide. Died of typhoid fever at the age of 44. During his lifetime, he had published only a handful of poems. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, My Ancestral Home. We came to a beautiful little farm. From photos I'd seen, I knew this was the place. The house and barn were painted in the traditional Falu red, trimmed with white. It was nearly midsummer, the trees and grass lush green. When we arrived, the family was gathered at a table on the lawn for coffee and fresh strawberries. Introductions were made all around. Grandpa Sven, Lars Olaf and Marie, Eric and Gudrun, Cousin Inga and her 2 children. It made me think of a Carl Larsen painting. But of course it was all modern. The Swedes are very up-to-date. Lars Olaf was an engineer for Volvo, and they all spoke perfect English, except for Grandpa, and there was a great deal of laughter over my attempts at Swedish. We stayed for a long time, laughing and talking. It was late in the day, but the sun was still high. I felt a wonderful kinship. It seemed to me that I had known these people all my life. They even looked like family back in the States. But as it turned out, we had come to the wrong farm. Lars Olaf said, I think I know your people. They live about 3 miles from here. If you like, I could give them a call. I said that no, it wasn't necessary. This was close enough. My Ancestral Home, a poem by Lewis Jenkins, from European Shoes, published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.